The Doomsday Club, Book 1, written by Kevin Moran and read by Kieran O'Brien.
I only lit a small fire. As he said the words, Jack winced. In the school's long history of terrible excuses, it was surely in the top five. Conan, Yash and Jerry, his fellow inmates at lunchtime detention, sitting with him in a circle of chairs in their empty classroom, glared at him. He tried again.
Look, how was I supposed to know a few balled up pieces of paper in the toilet bin would cause that much smoke?
Yash rubbed his split lip and rolled his eyes.
You didn't know fire causes smoke?
A sudden rage bubbled beneath Jack's skin, and 100 nasty comments fought to be first from his mouth. But the look on Yash's face, part smug, part disgusted, left Jack speechless with fury, and he clamped his mouth shut. Besides, Jack was in enough trouble. The fire was one thing, but the punches thrown as they all scrambled to escape the smoke-filled toilet were worse, even if some of them were accidental.
"A fire, Jack?" said Conan, pressing an ice pack to the back of his head. His doe eyes were wide with shock. "Even for you, that's bad."
"Relax," said Jack, dabbing at blood on his lip. "No one died."
"I could ask the caretaker if I can build a fire escape beside the urinals," murmured Jerry.
His broad shoulders were hunched over as he focused on a watch he had balanced on his knee, taking it apart with a tiny screwdriver.
"In case it happens again."
Yash stared at him like he was unwell.
"Or Jack could stop lighting fires."
Jerry shrugged and pulled open the watch face.
"Or that."
Jack huffed and slid from his seat. A vast grey sky was framed by windows that stretched to the classroom ceiling. He rested his chin on the windowsill, watching as rain pelted the brittle panes, 1,000 tiny fingers hammering to be let in. A stone's throw from the classroom window, across a pathway of rain-slicked cobbles, a row of red brick Georgian houses were nestled together, shielded by a high stone wall and the claw-like branches of bare trees. In the wall, a Gothic stone arch led to a tiny, now waterlogged park. It was a quiet spot in the middle of a bustling city, like their school existed in its own little time warp. Behind him, Conan and Yash began to panic and tried to place blame. This was all new to them, he supposed. The sweaty palms, the knots in your stomach as you waited for your teacher to storm in and bite your head off. For Jack, the drama was all a bit much. The barely a fire he'd lit was just a distraction. A very, very good distraction. Not that he could admit that now.